morning, John 6, 24 through 35. Now, just as Kevin did last week, when you're asked to be the minister and you're expected to bring a message to the peoples, you really try to immerse yourself in the scriptures that you're going to be sharing. And so we continue right on where Pastor Kevin ended this last week with the John 6, verses 24 through 35. Here now the reading of the word. So, when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. Now remember, this was after the feeding of the 5,000 plus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in he who he has sent." So they said to him, "What are the signs? What signs are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." And Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it was my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." And God bless the reading of his word. That is powerful. Is it not God speaking directly to these part of that crowd that was there and telling them these incredible things? Amazing. Well, after that gathering on the hill with all of the crowds of people and the feeding of the 5,000 plus peoples, Jesus and the disciples moved on. And the crowds wanted to keep following. So they went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. Now, this past week, Gary and I went to Columbia for a doctor's appointment, and we found Jesus on I-70. We went for an appointment. We weren't looking for Jesus like these crowds were. We thought we'd already found him. That we know we already found him. Okay? So we didn't go in a boat, but we went in a pickup. Now, as we're traveling along, a guy in a white pickup comes barreling down the side road, getting ready to come into the traffic. Does it not say yield? This man just kept rolling and rolling. He passed, and he wasn't slowing, and he
he was coming, and on the left of us was this huge semi, and I could still in my mind see the gleaming, it was a silver gleaming tank on the back of the semi, and the white truck coming this way. There was nothing much you could do, and Gary's doing his best, and you hear screech, and I'm going, just waiting for it to happen. And we just keep driving. We made it. We got through it. How did he not get us? It was only feet, people, out my window. I could see it. How did he not get us? You think I didn't say thank you, Lord? I had a few things about the driver. But the Lord understands, I hope. You know? A visual blur. We got through it. And I think the way we got through it was that there was one totally fast, really perceptive Holy Spirit riding with us. And that was it. The Holy Spirit was there. We were covered in love. It wasn't our time. We were through it. You've been there, haven't you? Some place, some time, within each of your lives, there's been a close call. And since you're sitting at the sanctuary praising God today, I'll wager you've thought about the Holy Spirit. I wager you may have called out to your Jesus, Lord, help me. Because there's nothing else. Wow, it's powerful. It's powerful. All the way back home from Columbia, our gratitude was to and for the Lord. We got to go have an appointment. We were thrilled to be there. Sometimes we grumble because we have to drive clear to Columbia to have an appointment. We were thrilled to be there. Doctor came around the corner and we're going, oh, hi. It's great. It's great. This waiting room is wonderful. Isn't this a beautiful place? Oh, yeah. We were really, really full of gratitude. Don't take life for granted, friends. God's Son, the scripture spoke about God's Son sealed with God's approval. I'm the secretary treasurer for Pleasant Park Church Cemetery. And when I took on that role, they gave me boxes, lots of boxes of stuff from years ago. And one of the things within the box is this little round official seal. And so when we sell a plot to folks, they receive a deed, and I can take that seal, put it over the deed, and just squeeze it, and it imprints upon that piece of paper, upon that document. It is official. It is there. You can physically touch it and feel the ridges of it. God sealed the presence of the Son when he left heaven to be here with us on earth. Here, Son, stamp. You go get them. You let them know that you are the reason for all things. You are the Son of God. You are who they can rely upon. You, Son, will be with them for always and forever. We will be with him for always and forever. I love that. I feel like he's sealed in my heart because I was baptized. Came up out of that water. Little kid. Some of you did it too as a child. Came up out of the water. Do you remember it? Your baptism? I can remember lilies sitting around the church. And all I could think when I came out of the water was, Jesus, I promise I'm going to do my best to be your servant all my life. And I was a little bitty kid. Sealed. I love that part. God's Son is working hard to let people know that they are loved, those of us here upon this earth. Work, according to the scripture, is not polishing, shining, getting in the car, going to work, doing your job, teaching, everything that you do to do a job. That's not the kind of work God was talking about or Christ was talking about. Doing His work. Being Christ on earth. Each of us represent the sealed Son of God. How's that for? Making you wonder. Oh, take your breath away. The sealed Son of God. You're going to do His work. We do. We do our best. As church, as independent peoples, we do our best to continue telling everybody about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Verse 35, that's your most powerful part. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever believes in me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. For life, for spirit, for giving of yourself, for being the best you can be to serve your God. Such wonderful messages throughout this book. Take time to immerse yourself in those scriptures. Let's join in prayer. We love you, Lord. You know that. It doesn't mean we're perfect. That part haunts us, Father God. We sin every single day. We don't always do things by the book. We get it wrong. All those kinds of things. But you are with us. You are with us. And sometimes you are with us in the form of another human being who can feel our concerns, who can empathize with us as we share burdens and bothers. And that other person, knowing you, oh God, takes on a yoke, and we are so grateful for that. We love you, Lord. Whether it's on I-70 or in the sanctuary of this church or in our cars as we leave to do your work. Be with us, guide us, calm us when we need it, hug us when we need it. We are just your children, always and forever. In your name, sweet Jesus, we pray. Amen. At this time, if there's somebody within the congregation that would like to come forward during the hymn of invitation, what a friend we have in Jesus. You're doing work. If you're coming forward, you're doing the work of the Lord. And your heart is caught up in it, and it's time for you to declare. If you want to transfer a membership to be a person of this congregation, this is a time you can do it. But you know why? When I was doing ministry in Higginsville, I had one fellow that came, you know, I went to visit him and his wife. He never came to church much. In fact, I don't think, never did see him in church. But anyway, went to visit with him and everything. And he asked me, I'd like to renew my beliefs. I have been baptized, but I just want to renew my belief. Can I do that without everybody around me? Sure, Herb. Herb was his name. Sure, Herb, you come in and we'll have a little conversation. They came in, we sit down in the pew. I asked him if he was a true believer. Herb said, yes, I am. So once again, Herb was accepted into the fold. He didn't have to. Jesus already loved him. But he needed to. Herb needed to. And he did it. I was awfully proud of him. I loved him. Loved him and his wife. And if I did, I know the Lord did. I don't want to tell you, he was the best darn winemaker I have ever met. He could take any fruit of the vine, anything, and make the most incredible wine out of it. You got to remember your friends, you know? Okay. Anyway, hymn of invitation, as we stand, come forward if you wish.